Friends and enemies, thanks for tuning into another Equities and Stonk and Mining update brought to you by the Canadian Bitcoiners, obviously. Mostly Len, though, not me. I just do the recording for the beginning. This week we covered, let's see if I look at the tickers here, CBIT, Big, Aqua, Smart, Coinbase, of course, when I'm not there to defend it, Riot, CleanSpark, DMGI, a lot of friends of the show here that we've talked about in the past. So Len has about 40 minutes of content here for you. So looking forward to listening to that myself. As always, the show brought to you by ShakePay, best place for Canadians to buy and sell that you should never sell your Bitcoin. We love the app. We love the team. Cheap spreads. Everything is really quick. So your deposits, your withdrawals are really quick. If you do want to pull some fiat, if you use our promo code CBP to sign up, you get $30 on your first $100, which is dope. Plus you get the shaking sats. When you shake your phone every morning, you just get a couple of Satoshis handed to you up to 1,000 a day, which is sick. You can spend off of your CAD balance at 2% back for the first $5,000. And I think 1% after that. But I understand there's going to be some additional opportunities to make a little bit of sats back on top of that 1% with some vendor partnerships maybe or something. I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, keep an eye out for that. And then of course, finally the ShakePay. If you spend off your CAD balance, they might just comp you the whole thing in Bitcoin, which is sick. So we love ShakePay. We hope you give them a shot. CBP is the code there. And then new sponsor, Ledin. Great place for you to park a little bit of your corn, your hard-earned Bitcoin, to make a little bit of interest on it if that's your thing. You can also use your Bitcoin as collateral for a loan. And of course, famously, the B2X. You can double your Bitcoin stack on a dip and use your current Bitcoin as collateral for that loan. So yeah, pretty cool stuff. Not to mention they obviously have the mortgages that are out now in Ontario and coming to other jurisdictions potentially near you very shortly. So we like them. Take a look in the description of the podcast or go to the video side of things, and you can see in the details there our link with them. I think it's CBP as well, but take a look. If you haven't tried them yet, give them a shot, especially amidst all this talk that Coinbase's, you know, user funds are not safe in the event of a downturn. We talked to Mario a few times on the show. And Len's been really good about saying that, you know, your funds are protected. You're one of the first people that get paid out if there is some kind of like crazy event. But I wouldn't count on anything crazy happening with these guys. That's why we took them as a sponsor. We like the team. We like the platform. So, yeah. Next up is a disclaimer. Enjoy the episode and don't spend too much time outside without sunscreen today. It looks pretty hot. If you're cutting the grass, get a little SPF on you. I know that that's like frowned upon same way seed oils are in the Bitcoin space, but might be a good idea. Hope to see some of you at the meetup today. I should be there a little after four. Not sure how long I'll stay. Len is going as well. So yeah, looking forward to meeting a few of you. And that's it for me. Take care. Enjoy the episode. The Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another episode where we talk about Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all wrapped up in an episode that's going to be hopefully on average done in 10 minutes. Today is May 31st, 2022. It's been a wild ride the last couple of days yesterday for whatever was being traded on the markets because it was Memorial Day. The markets were very receptive to Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin related equities. A lot of green big jumps yesterday. And today, unfortunately, was a mixed bag. We had a lot of a pullback from the gains we had yesterday, not in totality, but still we've come back a little bit from the highs of yesterday at the close. With that being said, I want to talk about our sponsor, ShakePay, and that's the best place to buy and sell your Bitcoin. And if you are looking to onboard into Bitcoin, there's no better place than to use ShakePay. And if you use our referral code below, you will get $30 added to your account after you buy $100 worth of Bitcoin. So we're also going to get $30 after buying $100 worth of something. That's not a bad deal. Also, you get the ability to shake your phone on a daily basis after using our referral code. And by doing so, you will be rewarded partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do that for 200 consecutive days, and you will be earning 1,000 sats a day. So your streak, the longer it is, the more you earn. So it's advantageous to shake your phone, and only your phone, once a day to get free Satoshis. And last but not least, there is the ShakePay Visa card. And with that, you could use it to for your daily purchases for gas, groceries, whatever it is you buy, and you'll be rewarded back 1% in Bitcoin. But there's also the potential of getting the whole thing rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. So if you make a $200 purchase, you could potentially get that all shake paid and return back to you in Bitcoin. It's a great place to buy Bitcoin. Use our referral code below. We recommend it. And there's no better place to onboard into Bitcoin. Another thing I want to mention is please like the video and subscribe to the channel. This is the only way we're going to be able to grow this channel, these videos, and with help from you, we could get there to the magical 1 million subscriber mark. And so with that being said, let's get hashing. All right, before we go any further, let's take a look to see who are the big winners and losers. And wow, we have Liquid Fintech leading the pack, 28% above par. Look at this. That's not bad at all. And Unknown News. Mawson, again, they're always either leading the pack or at the very, very bottom. This time they're leading the pack, 14% up. Bit Digital, I mean, this is another small one that's intends to grow with because they have a whole bunch of mining equipment. En route from China, 8% up. Stronghold Digital, we haven't seen them in the top of the heap for a long time. They took a beating for the past few months, 8% up. So there's a lot of green here, but there's also some red. Man, oh man, it looks like it's around 50-50 split if you ask me in terms of who's the amount of winners versus the amount of losers here. And on the bottom side, DigiHost, man, I talked them up huge last year before they got listed on NASDAQ. Still bullish on them, 12% down. iMining, the one that the company that's diverted away from Bitcoin mining, 10% down. Big Digital Assets, 9% down after their Q1 earnings, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. And Cathedra Bitcoin, they reported under earnings yesterday. This stock jumped huge, and we'll be talking about them momentarily too. Almost 9% down. I'm still bullish on Cathedra Bitcoin. I don't care. I'm still very bullish. They have really good people working for them. Their Bitcoin mining rovers, Bitcoin roving mining units are going to be released relatively soon. So like, there's lots to be bullish here, especially the people that they have leading their company. And Hut 8, 8% down. Yeah, so it's kind of a mixed bag here. It's 50-50 in terms of the winners and losers. But man, Liquid Fintech, 28% up. What happened? On Zero News, I'd love to know if anybody has any idea what the heck happened here. And if they do know what happened, please let me know in the comments below. All right, so leading things off, story from Cathedra Bitcoin came out yesterday, but I know a little bit late, but here it is. We were preparing for our weekly flagship, so please forgive me. So they announced on their first quarter 2022 financial results. This report is pretty much ho-hum, nothing outstanding, nothing bad, but it goes to show you that they are laser-focused and they're chugging along to get to their goal of 725 petahash per second. In terms of revenue, the first quarter of this year versus the first quarter of last year, this year $3.11 million versus $650,000 last year, so it's a substantial growth for between last year's quarter, first quarter versus this year's first quarter. They're hashing away right now at 155 petahash per second. They have a partnership with Great American Mining. They were listed on the OTC under the ticker CBTTF. This is going to give them exposure to the American markets and the ability to have their stock pump, the price of their stock pump up a little bit higher because there's more people potentially buying into it. Their new rover units, Bitcoin mining roving units, they're going to be doing their thing, and they're coming out just testing in the next couple of days. They've just recently completed one. This is going to give them the opportunity to move around in the lands of Texas, where they're using the wells over there to power up generators to mine Bitcoin. And not quite often, but there are times where you wrap up operations in one site and you want to move to the next site. Having these Bitcoin mining rovers available to them, they could do so relatively easy in comparison to their peers. And they're also ramping up their efforts to get to 725 petahash per second. So all in all, seems pretty good. They're laser focused to what they want to achieve here. I like the fact that they're scaling up their operations to 725 petahash per second, which is great. I like the Bitcoin mining rovers. Really cool stuff. We talked to two individuals. In fact, we talked to three individuals from this company. We talked to Marty Bent, one of the directors. We interviewed him some time ago. And also we talked to AJ Scalia and Drew Armstrong from Cathedral Bitcoin. And each of those three individuals, fantastic. I just want to make note of Drew and AJ. They were dynamite. If you want to know a little bit more about the company, why I'm so bullish on them, take a look at that interview. I'm going to post the interview below in the notes, so it's going to help you locate that interview. Definitely take a look at it, listen to it. And after listening to it, if you're not a bull of Cathedral of Bitcoin, I don't know what the heck is you're smoking, because these guys, they know their business, they know their stuff, and they are going to make this company succeed one way or another. Especially because the price of Bitcoin is going to be moving on up in the next little while. So yeah, check it out. Yeah, I like Cathedral Bitcoin. Even though they took a bit of a step back today, I don't care. It's a good company. All right, the next story I have is from Big Digital Assets, and they have their two subsidiaries, Netcoins and Blockchain Intelligence Group. This story came out yesterday, so forgive me for being late for reporting this information. So here we go. They have their gross revenue of $2.5 million that's being reported, 1.97 of which comes from Netcoins, although this is down 41% year over year, but this may be good. I'll explain why momentarily. And also they're showing $530,000 that of revenue coming from the Blockchain Intelligence Group. This is up 76%, so that's actually rather bullish, especially the fact that they are extending their operations to include more coins and more tokens on their investigative services. It's going to be more lucrative for governments and big businesses to employ their services, so that number should continue to move up. But in terms of the Netcoins, which is their bread and butter for bringing in revenue, I did notice it went down 41% year over year, but it went 29% down quarter over quarter. And that may not look good, but versus the industry standard, which is 37.7%, that's not too bad. So they seem to be stomaching this decline better than the other ones. They have no debt, but here's the other good thing I just wanted to mention is that they have 575 Bitcoin on their reserves. Not too bad. I like that. And now their Netcoin registered users exceeds 162,000. That's growing. I mean, in comparison to, say, ShakePay, which is past a million, they have ways to grow before they get there. But I like the fact that they own Bitcoin. They put that on their balance sheet. They have no debt, which is pretty cool. I mean, I've talked about this in the past. And, this is one way to appease investors. All in all, it's rather ho-hum. Another one that's just, it is what it is. But the fact that their revenue from Netcoins didn't go as down as much as other exchanges in comparison to other exchanges in Canada, that may be rather bullish. So check that out. Definitely something to consider if you're looking to buy. It's had its peaks, and right now it's in a valley, but just about everything else is. So it's not nothing too concerned, in my opinion. All right, moving things along, we'll talk about Aquarius AI, and they're going to be filing their financial statements. These are the audited reports. This is actually going to be a very comprehensive financial report. This is going to be year ends December 31st, 2021 and 2020. The reason why that is taking them a long time to get this out the door, they just announced this delay back in May 2nd. Well, it's because they need additional time, the auditors do, to complete the audit of the financial statements and the financial year ends. And this is going to be coming out, they're saying the filings for this, it's be no later than June 15th. So in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be getting this information. And I suspect it's going to be rather ho-hum. I have a lot of, I think this company has a lot of potential. I don't think that there's going to be too many red flags here. I could be wrong. I have a sneaky suspicion that this company is going to be growing substantially over the next little while. And they have a long runway to really drive up the stock, the price of their stock. And nonetheless, I mean, this is 2 years worth of data. So what they're going to be presenting from December 31st or the year end, December 31st, 2020, it's so far gone. A lot of water has passed under the bridge. Is it really going to be impactful to what your view is of this company? I mean, maybe if they say that their revenues are just tanking and expenses are ramping up, maybe that's going to change your opinion of them. But I don't think we're going to have anything that's going to be too concerning here. And the fact that they've delayed their filings, it's not unheard of. We had Hive did this recently, and DMG did the same thing. DMG was more recent than Hive was, I think, from last year, from September. So it's not uncommon, it's not unheard of that we have a little bit of a delay for filing these reports. So yeah, so there it is, Aquarius AI. So the ticker is AQUA. Check it out. And yeah, it could be a good time to pump a little bit of capital to this this particular equity here and let it run and right up before their financials are released. June 15th is the latest, so it could be any time between now and then. So yeah, check it out. I'm rather bullish on this company. And for you CoinSmart investors, check it out. The CEO, Justin Hartzman, is going to be part of the NEO Spotlight, and that's going to be taking place on Monday, June 6th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Check it out if you are an investor. They'll be talking about how the Terra USD project, essentially how CoinSmart had fared better than others in the market here. So I'm curious how they're going to be able to, how they spin this. And I'm not sure if they had Luna on their exchange. I mean, if they did, it most likely was then delisted for what's transpired a couple of weeks ago. But this is something interesting, given the fact that how much everything is drawn down. And it's not solely due to what happened with Luna. It's a result of overall market conditions. But also the Luna thing did have some impact, albeit relatively small in comparison to the markets as a whole. And if you want to learn a little bit more, check it out, because this is going to give you an indication of what it's going to be like for their next quarter when they report on it. If they took a little bit of a beating, but not as much as their competitors, they're going to be faring pretty darn good in comparison to their competition. So yeah, check this one out. It's really cool. It's if you check it out on Twitter under the Twitter name NEO_exchange, you can see exactly how to register that. So check it out. And that's it. There's nothing else really to report. It's been rather light on the news front the last couple of days, although the price of these stocks went up and down. There is not a lot of news associated with this, so it is what it is. And before we sign off, just want to ensure that you are aware that what I talk about is not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, nor would I recommend investing in anything that I suggest. Joey is also not a financial advisor. None of our guests are, so none of us are dishing out financial advice, or, you know, they just don't listen to any of us when it comes to with respect to investing purposes. Do your own research, do your own due diligence. It only makes sense. And yeah, with that being said, I guess we will chat to, not tomorrow, Thursday. Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another episode where we talk about Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, trying to get it done in an average of 10 minutes, probably much longer for this episode, given how much I have to talk about. And today is June 2nd, 2022, so there's quite a bit on the agenda, so bear with me on this one, because it's going to be rather lengthy, I believe. And before we go further, there's two things we want to talk about, and it's our show sponsors. And the first sponsor, that's right, first, we'll be talking about the other one momentarily, is ShakePay, and it's the best place to buy and sell your Bitcoin. Using a referral code below, you're going to get three things. Number one, if you buy $100 worth of Bitcoin, $30 gets added to your account, so not too shabby. Second, if you use a referral code below, simply shake your phone once a day and you get rewarded to your account Satoshis, which are partial Bitcoin. And if you do this consecutively, you get more and more Satoshis added to your account, and the reward could be up to 1,000 Satoshis per day every time you shake your phone, if you shake your phone for 200 consecutive days. Not too bad. It's easy to do. First thing you do when you wake up, turn on your phone, open the ShakePay app, shake that bugger, and you get some Satoshis added to your account. And third, not least, but still third, is you have the ShakePay Visa card. Go out, buy whatever the heck you want with your ShakePay Visa card, and you're going to be rewarded back in Bitcoin. 1% Bitcoin will be added to your account if you use the ShakePay Visa card. Furthermore, they have the ShakePay promotion, so you can get the whole purchase refunded back to you in Bitcoin. So if you spend $200, well, $200, if you get ShakePay, will be in $200 worth of Bitcoin will be added to your account. So not too shabby. Hopefully you get to get ShakePay at least once. It's quite an honor to do so. Some people are getting it multiple times even a day. Those are lucky buggers. But that's it, and on to the next sponsor. And our next sponsor is Ledin. And if you use our referral code below and fund your Lending Savings account with 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis, you will be rewarded with 10 USDC. And this is as long as you're able to fund your account for 15 days, and you will be rewarded with the 10 USDC. It's a great way to earn interest on your stack. Just throw it on the Lending Savings account and you'll earn interest on your Bitcoin or your USDC. Also, if you have a large stack of Bitcoin and you're in need of cash and you don't want to sell your Bitcoin, you can simply borrow against your Bitcoin by using Lending's borrowing services. And you can borrow against your Bitcoin 50% loan to value. Simply throw it on your Bitcoin on there, borrow against it. And these are 12 months term contracts. And you don't have to sell your Bitcoin if you need of money. You could just simply throw it on Lending and borrow against it. And if you're feeling lucky, you could also use the B2X feature that they have, which you double your Bitcoin stack. If you think the price of Bitcoin is going up, you could use this and you could really come out ahead. It also but keep in mind there's a 2% admin fee that is applied to the B2X loans. So for all the interests, the interest rates, the APYs, check out Lending's website because their interests change periodically. They change once a month. So check it out. Great sponsor. We recommend them, especially if you want to earn or borrow against your Bitcoin. So with that being said, let's get hashing. And before we go any further, let's take a look to see who are the big winners and losers for today. A lot more winners than there are losers. And leading the pack, we have WonderFi, 18% up. Cypher Mining, almost 12% up. TerraWolf, almost 11% up. Neptune Digital Assets, they do a lot of the altcoin stuff too, almost 10% up. Blue Sky Digital Assets, a little bit over 10%. And Liquid, almost 8.33. Coinbase, let's honor this one. It's, you know, they're up 8.56%. Are they turning the corner? Are things getting any better for them? I don't know. I mean, they've had a few good days in a row. More good days in the past week than bad days, which seems to be very, not bullish, but at least are they turning a corner? And if we're talking about Coinbase, let's take a peek to see what happened to Stronghold Digital, and they lost 0.65% on a day. So yeah, I mean, I always like to clump those two together because they took a beating for the past few months. And so unfortunately, CryptoWorks 25% down. That's a massive drop. iMining, another 11% down. So between those two companies I mentioned, and they're a lot into not simply Bitcoin, they're diverting outside of Bitcoin. And investors, I'm not sure if the reason why that they don't do Bitcoin, they punish them, but they have been punished pretty darn hard. CryptoStar 10% down, and CoinSmart 7.32%. So yeah, Mawson 1.77. I mean, that's not too bad for Mawson because they're usually much higher or much lower in terms of gains or losses. They're usually leading the pack or the very bottom. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of news to discuss today. We could talk about why WonderFi may be at the top. I don't know. I mean, there was some information. Let's take a peek what's going on with these companies and try to figure out what happened with a lot of these that had some movement and the ones that even had a lot of movement. There's no news, but whatever. We'll dive into it and see what's going on. And leading things off, I have a story from Coinbase, and it's really not that great, even though their stock had an update. This isn't the greatest of news. It mentions that there's an extending the hiring freeze, and they rescinded some accepted offers. That's pretty crappy on their part. And initially, it was a two-week hiring freeze, and it was just due to rising interest rates and the fact that the quote-unquote cryptocurrency market was just not doing all that great. Well, now they're doing it for much longer. They're doing a stop on hiring for what they say, as long as this macro environment requires. That is not the greatest of news. I'm not exactly sure what this means long term. Are they gonna sit on this for some time and then wait until things get better before they hire people, or are they gonna start to downsize their staff? Not too long ago, they were talking about having employees rate other employees. So this is not really looking all that good. There could be some potential downsizing in their staffing. And yeah, just not the greatest news from Coinbase. If I was an investor, I would not look at this favorably. It'd be something I'd be very concerned about. Even though they had, you know, in terms of the last week or so, they had more positive than than losses in terms of the markets, their gains in the market. But long term, this isn't really all that good. Couple this with the fact that they released some news recently that they're giving indication what happens if there's going to be a bankruptcy. And should there be a bankruptcy, they outline exactly what are the proceedings, what is going to be done, how funding is going to be allocated and given out. They were saying that was an SEC requirement. So that may be an SEC requirement, but still, the timing of it was bad. It was in conjunction with that long downward spiral of their stock price. And now there was a 2-week hiring freeze, and now they're extending that hiring freeze and also rescinding acceptance offers to people, which is really crappy. That's a really crappy move. And on top of that, now they're talking about internally you're going to be able to rank their colleagues. Oh man, okay, I don't want to harp on this too long, but definitely this is really some big concerns from the Coinbase camp. So buyer beware if you are considering to buy in, and if you're holding a bag, well, it's going to get heavier by the day, it looks like. All right, moving on, we'll talk about Sphere 3D, and they reported on their Bitcoin production and mining update for May 2022. So it's pretty good news. The graph is going to show you why. So their Bitcoin production, although it's rather low, 12.57 Bitcoin for May 2022, it's rather low. It's not going to light the world on fire, but in comparison to previous months, it's much, much better. And their total Bitcoin on the reserves is 37 Bitcoin. So what I was referring to is this chart here. And if you look at the blue, that's the Bitcoin production month by month for the last 5 months, starting from January 2022. And the orange is how much Bitcoin they put in reserve. And it's just for their Bitcoin on the reserve is steady growth. They're not selling really the Bitcoin that they mine, which is very bullish for the terms of Bitcoin long term. And their Bitcoin that they mine every month is going up, except for the last April, May, it seems flat. And they do have a lot more miners that are going to be en route to their mining facilities. They have 2,000 miners that are currently in transit, and unfortunately the supply chain is causing some issues, so they're expecting to have this come in June. So this is good news. They're continuing to expand their operation, and you know, right now they're operating at about 100 petahash per second, and it's going to be increased when they get these 2,000 Bitcoin miners. But also they have the new miner. This is a new miner, and it's part of the pun, that came out, and it basically caught the mining world by storm. And well, they haven't delivered anything yet. So when they announced what they had, you know, this is a new miner website, and they're saying it's the world's most powerful and environmentally friendly Bitcoin mining technology. And Sphere 3D signed up for some of the mining that they have, 3x of processing, 4x of processing hash rate. Like, it's 8x. Like, it's just, it's really like a lot of buzz here, but we haven't seen anything. There's nothing that we've seen that shows that they're able to provide the product here. So I'm not sure if Sphere is going to get rugged on this order from New Miner Global. I'm not going to hold my breath that they're going to get anything. They're going to have to rely on their Bitmain S19s that they're expecting to be received. That's the ones that they should be getting. And that's good news for them. But as a whole, you could see that this miner is relatively small in terms of hash rate, in terms of Bitcoin production, but it will scale up. And this blue number will continue to go up, and as well as this orange number. So really good stuff from Sphere 3D. They're small now, but you know what? They're gonna expand. They're gonna get bigger, and they're gonna get better. So check them out. It's a small player, so yeah, deploy your capital sparingly on this one, though. All right, let's talk Riot, and they announced their May 2022 results for production and operations update. Good stuff. They mined 466 Bitcoin for the month of May. Not too shabby. And it just continually goes up and up. So a lot of good news from this one. And in terms of year-over-year change, it's a 104% increase. So May 2021, they mined a mere 228 Bitcoin as compared to this year's May 2022, 466 Bitcoin. They have 6,537 Bitcoin on the reserve, but they did sell 250 of them to make $7.5 million. Makes sense. I understand they have to make money somehow to keep the lights on, and one of the ways to do so is to sell your Bitcoin. I'm not going to hold it against them. This is one of the ways that they could generate income for continually to deploy more capital. So I'm not going to hold anything against them. Right now, they're at 4.6 exahash per second. Definitely, it's going to be going up. I'll be talking about that in just a second. So they have one of their buildings they just finished. It's the first immersion building. It's filled with 23,000 miners. 7,000 of those are immersion cooling. That number is going to be going up. And once they have everything fully deployed, their exahash is going to increase to 5.4 exahash. Really good. So there's going to be steady growth from Riot. They also decommissioned their S19 Pros. So 4,000 of them were just, they just decommissioned and no longer it's going to be factored in. So that's 225 petahash is going to be subtracted from their system. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing with this, if they're going to be moving this to somewhere else, but it looks like they just decommissioned this. Maybe they could sell it and earn some capital for selling this, but I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. And yeah, tons of new miners are going to be coming on the system, but they have their new project, the Windstone facility in Rockdale. It's absolutely massive. It's going to be so much power that's going to be available to them. So they're continuing to progress to their 400 megawatt infrastructure, but they also have, let's go down here, they have a 200 megawatt of immersion cooling infrastructure that's going to be coming into play in 2023. And their hash rate is going to be by 2023 January to 12.6. That's only 7 months away, and that's going to be almost 4x where they are right now in terms of hash rate. Very bullish stuff. I like what Riot's doing. They have that 1 gigawatt facility that they have set up, or they're setting up right now in Texas. This company is they're positioning themselves to be much, much bigger. They're not sitting back and letting other people pass them. No, they're strapping on the rockets to their rear end and firing them off, and they're going to be catching up to the big boys. They will not catch up to the Marathons and the Core Scientifics just yet, but they're inching their way really, really close. Good on Riot. I like them. Good company to invest in. I would consider deploying capital if I had some dry powder sitting around. And another company that plans to expand and move on up in the world of the Bitcoin mining sphere is CleanSpark, and they announced their May 2022 Bitcoin production. It's nothing outstanding. It's typical CleanSpark-esque, and they mined 312 Bitcoin for the month of May. Nothing outstanding, but again, it's a decent amount. Not as much as Riot, but let's not poo-poo on this one. It's still pretty good. They have 550 Bitcoin on their reserves, sold 210 for the month of May. That's why their Bitcoin on the reserves is so low. They've chosen the strategy of selling their Bitcoin in order to ensure that they have the money to keep the business operating and to grow their business. And they have 25,000 ASIC miners hashing away at 2.5 exahash per second, a decent number. They sell their Bitcoin. I'm not going to hold it against them. This is a strategy that they have chosen in order to do business. It's definitely something I'm not going to say it's bad or anything. They have to raise capital to expand operations. Good on them for doing this. Good on them for actually continue to raise capital, especially at a time like this where the Bitcoin price is so low. They're committed to the cause of selling their Bitcoin to raise capital to expand operations. I've always talked fondly of CleanSpark. There's no strikes against them. It's one of the better Bitcoin mining companies out there. If anybody comes to me and asks me for one to invest in, CleanSpark is always going to be one of the ones I would consider. So I like Bitfarms. I like Core Scientific. I like Cathedra Bitcoin. And CleanSpark is high up there as well, so definitely consider it as one to invest in. And the last story I have is about DMG Blockchain Solutions, and they posted their Q2 2022, and it's pretty good stuff. Let's take a look at it. And also just want to make note that we talked to their CEO, Sheldon Bennett, last year. I'll post a link below. Check it out. He's a solid Bitcoiner. And this is pretty good. So their quarterly revenues are up compared to the same period last year, 377%. But let's look at the more recent stuff. So they now have 372 Bitcoin on their balance sheet as of March 31. So compared to, say, Riot or CleanSpark, they mined more or close to more in a month than DMG Blockchain did in 3 months in their quarter. Their hash rate is 595. It's petahash per second. Doesn't seem all that high, but I'll explain why this is kind of bullish in my opinion. That's as of March 31st, 2022. Their hash rate was 595 petahash per second. So in the quarter of Q2, the hash rate went up 20% of the overall Bitcoin network. And how did DMG fare during that time? Where, well, their hash rate went up 40%. So their hash rate, it exceeded the overall Bitcoin network's hash rate during that time, which is really good. So at the beginning of the quarter, their hash rate, DMG's hash rate, was 194 exahash per second. And it went up to 491. And essentially their hash rate, that the ending they're noting here, is 595 in total. So that is a much bigger jump in comparison to the overall Bitcoin network. This is the stuff you want to see. You want to see them outpacing their competition and trying to get more mining equipment, more hash rate on their network. All in all, this is pretty good news. Looking at the amount of Bitcoin that they mine month over month, it's ho-hum. 65 Bitcoin for the month of January, 59 for February, went down a little bit, but it was a shorter month, and 72 Bitcoin for the month of March, that went up. This is, you kind of want to see. So 196 in total for Bitcoin that they mined for the quarter. I like it. It's their goal is to get to one exahash per second, and that's going to put them on a pace of, you know, I would say mid-tier miner right now. They're getting close to that level. And yeah, I mean, all in all, it's good stuff. Check them out. It's a smaller Bitcoin miner that intends to get in the middle of the pack. They're Canadian based. They do use clean energy. Their CEO, Sheldon Bennett, is a massive Bitcoin bull. Definitely want to pump them up as much as possible. I don't have a bag of them. I should have it though. But yeah, definitely check them out. They're pretty cool. Okay, and that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just want to make sure you're aware that nothing I mentioned on this show or any of our guests or Joey or anybody else, nothing is considered financial advice. None of us are financial advisors. And everything we say, make sure you do your own research, your own due diligence before you park any money that we're talking about. So with that being said, tomorrow I should come back and do another episode. And so I guess until then, take care. Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another video where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, hopefully in a show that will be averaged out in about 10 minutes. And today is June 3rd, 2022. It's a Friday. It's the end of the week, so everything is now closed for the weekend in terms of the market, but Bitcoin keeps on trading. And before we get to our sponsors, just want to ask if you could please like this video and subscribe to the channel. Helps us out with growing our channel and getting new eyes on our stuff. So with that being said, let's take a look at our sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay. And it's the best place to buy and never sell your Bitcoin. And if you use our referral code below, you will then be rewarded with $30 after you buy your first $100 purchase of Bitcoin. So buy $100 of Bitcoin, $30 added to your account, not too bad. Second thing, if you also use a referral code, you will also get the ability to shake your phone once you open up the ShakePay application. And by doing so, you will be rewarded with Satoshis. And they give more and more Satoshis to you as you have a consecutive day streak of shaking your phone, and only your phone, shake nothing else besides that. And if you do this for 200 consecutive days, you'll be rewarded with 1,000 Satoshis each and every day you do past 200 straight days. Not too bad. So keep that streak going. Hopefully it doesn't break. You'll be back to the very beginning. Third thing that's great about ShakePay, well, they have the ShakePay Visa card where you could use it to buy everyday purchases like gas, like food, groceries, you name it. And with that, you will be rewarded 1% back to your account in Bitcoin. And that is absolutely great stuff. Not only that, they have the ShakePay promotion that's ongoing where potentially your whole purchase can be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. So it makes sense. Use your ShakePay Visa card. Sign up to ShakePay. Use our referral code below. If not, you may potentially be a no-coiner of the week. And our next sponsor is Ledin. And if you use our referral code below, fund your account with 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis for a period of 15 straight days, you'll be rewarded with 10 USDC. Great place to earn some extra Bitcoin and extra USDC through savings by parking it on the Ledin platform. Also, if you have a big stack of Bitcoin, need money, and you don't want to sell your Bitcoin, well, Ledin's got you covered. You could park your Bitcoin on their platform, borrow against it, 50% loan to value, and you could get the money really quick, do whatever you want with it, buy a car, renovate your house, or maybe fill up your car with gasoline. Given the price of gas these days, you might have to borrow against your Bitcoin just to fill up your car. And if you're feeling lucky, well, Ledin is also there to help you out. They have the B2X program where you can double up your Bitcoin. And if you think the price of Bitcoin is going up, you could use this service to really make gains and increase your Bitcoin stack. So check them out. Their rates change once a month. Check their website for the rates, for the interest and borrowing rates. And we like Ledin and we use them. So with all the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. And the first thing I want to do is let's take a look to see all the winners and losers on a day. More losers today than there are winners. The price of Bitcoin took a little bit of a step back and impacted everything. So Cypher Metaverse, partially a Bitcoin miner, a lot of Metaverse stuff, whoop-de-doo, up 10%. Aquarius AI, talk fondly of them, up 9.09%. TerraWolf, so 3.56%. Soluna, not Solana, it's 3.25% up for today. So it's a few of them went up. Bitfarms, yay, up 0.41% on the day. Good for Bitfarms. And so there's quite a few of them on the red side, as you can see here. It's just rife of red here. And Liquid Fintech, after having a couple of good days there, it's down 12.82% on a day. Blue Sky Digital Assets, down 12.5% on a day. We'll talk about them momentarily. Luxfolio, the company we talk about on a weekly basis, 11.63% down. Coinbase, 9.66% down. If we're talking about Coinbase, let's take a look to see, where is Stronghold Digital? Can I find it? There it is, down 3.26% on a day. For whatever reason, I attribute Stronghold Digital and Coinbase together. There's, it's just those two companies, they have taken a real kick to the teeth for the past little while. So there you go. There's the list of companies that took a beating today. It's quite lengthy. And the ones that made headway, it's not as long. And leading the pack is a metaverse type company. So yeah, it is what it is. Not too pleased, but there's going to be better days ahead. Let's see what happens on Monday. It's going to be a great weekend. And thankfully, the stocks are not being traded. So let's get take a step back, regroup, grow from there. And on Monday morning, let's kick some butt, bring these guys up to the promised land. Okay, so with the first story I have to talk about is a Greenidge story. And for those who are unaware, this is going to impact several Bitcoin miners out there, or could have impacted several Bitcoin miners. And this is a new bill that was passed in the state of New York, and it's in a memorandum on cryptocurrency mining. So Bitcoin mining is going to be impacted by this, and that's everything that uses proof of work. So it looks like there's a huge attack against proof of work type validation versus proof of stake. Proof of work, building on the blockchain, that is. So with that being said, Greenidge came out today and stated that even though this legislation has passed, it's not going to impact their operations because they have done some digging into this. And they state that the bill language plainly states that the bill's original sponsor has confirmed that the legislation will not apply to Greenidge's operation. Should the legislation be signed into law, our fully permitted power generation and cryptocurrency data center in Dresden, New York, will continue to operate without interruption. It states that specifically Section 7 of the bill text reads, "This act shall take effect immediately and shall apply to all permits or renewal applications filed after such date." And given the fact that Greenidge's renewal application was filed March 5th, 2021, and the application was formally recognized by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2021, Greenidge's New York facility would not therefore be impacted by this bill. That is awesome stuff. I like the fact that Greenidge came out with this information to clarify that they are not going to be impacted by this bill that was passed by the state of New York. I hope that other Bitcoin miners that are operating in the state of New York will do the same. I got to give kudos to Greenidge for doing this. This is a breath of fresh air. It's a weight off the chest of anybody that has a bag of Greenidge. And this should not be of concern, the fact what's happening in New York. So good news. I like this. Greenidge, fantastic stuff. Thank you for giving us this information. It clears up the air that they are not going to be impacted. So that's really good news. Okay, so the next story is a really cool one from Blue Sky Digital Assets. And I know Blue Sky was wrecked today in the markets, but it's a really cool story. and check it out. So they gave us an update on the status of the Bitmain Hydro miners. So they've ordered a bunch of 195 of the ASIC miners. These are the S19 Pro Hydro ASIC miners. And these are 198 terahash is one of these miners that they could hash away Bitcoin, which is an amazingly high number in comparison to everything else out there. And I don't think anything else really competes in terms of just sheer terahash per unit, per ASIC unit. Maybe the new miner, but nobody's really seen that. So I'm going to give the nod to the Bitmain, their hydro miner here, their hydro ASIC miner. So they just didn't order a bunch of these hydro miners. They ordered what is called an AnSpace HK3. It's basically it's a unit. Imagine a unit that kind of looks like a trailer for a truck, and in that it houses 195 total of these S19 Pro Hydro units. These are beefy models, so that they take up a lot of space, but they fit in well in these HK3 systems, and it's amazing to see it in action. So what's going to happen? All these miners that they've ordered, it's going to produce for them in total another 38,610 terahash, which is 38.6 petahash per second. They're anticipating that's going to net them an extra 60 to 64 Bitcoin per, that's going to be mined per year. And that's awesome news. So I like that. And these Antminer HK3 models, I just can't speak enough. I saw a video of them. They have the water cooling tower that you could put adjacent to it. And it's really cool because inside the unit itself, it's quiet. All you hear is just the water flow. You don't hear the noise of the fan that is typically associated with a Bitcoin miner. All the noise is on the outside, whereas the heat exchange unit and the electronics. So really, really cool stuff. This is going to be also in conjunction with a story I'm going to be talking about in a minute here, because there seems to be a connection between the two. But this is awesome. I like the fact that they're going ahead with these really, really powerful ASIC miners. It's going to increase their hash rate substantially over the next little while. So Blue Sky is a small company. They are, you know, they're growing. They want to grow. They intend to grow. And so good for them. I think this is going to, you know, elevate them up at least a notch in terms of the Bitcoin mining sphere. And just hopefully they continue to do this, to order more of these units, the HK3 units, pump up more of them, because it's scalable, it's modular. These things, you just pump them out, put them on site, and just make it do its thing. And it's quiet, because these the ASIC miners that they have, they don't have the fans associated with them. It's really cool stuff. So this is something really cool. So I like this from Blue Sky. I want to read more about this type of news coming forward. So cool stuff from Blue Sky. And the last story I have, it's some really cool news that came out of Cathedra today, Cathedra Bitcoin. And they're showing off their roving mining units. And they have three photos of them. So it kind of looks similar to the HK3 units from Bitmain. But it's in-house developed by Cathedra Bitcoin. So it's North American made. I think they're making it somewhere in the Northeast. Is it Vermont, from what I understand? It's somewhere in the Northeast. That's Maine. I'm not exactly sure, but it's really cool that this is a American developed, American design, American manufactured unit. So these are really cool photos. Like, you can see just how many mining units, ASIC miners, can be set up in one of these. And these are modular, that they can be moved roving, that they can be moved around as needed. So it's really interesting stuff, given the fact that they're doing this in Texas. And it potentially, if a potential well runs dry and there's not enough gas that they could extract to power their generators, they could then move to the next well. And using these units, it gives them some flexibility that other companies may not have the ability to do that type of, may not have this mobility. So really cool stuff from Cathedra. This may not be something that's going to move the needle right now, but over time, as they perfect this and prove that this is the way to do business in Texas, and potentially other Bitcoin miners may purchase units from Cathedra, so it could be a new revenue stream for them. Or maybe they'll keep it for themselves and may not give up anything to the competition. But yeah, so that's all I got to show from Cathedra. Really cool stuff, and I'm always bullish on Cathedra. They got good people working for them. And that's it. I hope you found this rip to be very informative. And before we sign off, just want to ask if you could please like and subscribe, as always. But also remember that nothing talked about on this show can be construed as financial advice. I am not a financial advisor. Joey is not a financial advisor. We don't bring on any financial advisors. So everybody you hear talking on the show, including present company, is not giving financial advice. So please do your own research, do your own due diligence before you park any capital into anything. And with that being said, we will talk Monday. So have a great weekend. Take care.